Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Depending on what teams you or I are fans of, we may have had more or less reason to rejoice over the outcomes of yesterday's football games. As a fan of both the Illinois State Redbirds and the University of Texas Longhorns, I certainly rejoiced over their victories. And I would have had reason to rejoice regardless of the outcome of the Arkansas-NTCU game late last night. Even if you do not follow college football, you certainly rejoice in other circumstances, perhaps even over finding something that you had previously lost, such as cell phones, keys, and the like. In the 10 verses of today's gospel reading, our Lord Jesus mentions both lost and found 5 times each, and he also mentions rejoicing and joy a total of 5 times. All of that repetition drives home the main point that there is joy in heaven before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So this morning we reflect on today's gospel reading under the theme, Joy Over Repentance. At the end of last week's gospel reading about the costs and benefits of discipleship, Jesus called those who have ears to hear to hear. And today's gospel reading picks up St. Luke's divinely inspired account right after that, with the tax collectors and sinners all drawing near to hear Jesus, and with the Pharisees and scribes grumbling continuously, grumbling through their whole company, perhaps even everywhere Jesus went, continuing his journey to Jerusalem. So Jesus told them, and tells us, essentially 3 parables about joy over finding something that had been lost. A sheep, a coin, and a son. We heard that 3rd parable in Lent. We may identify with the Pharisees and scribes grumbling over Jesus' receiving tax collectors and sinners and eating with them. Perhaps we think about the Internal Revenue Service and those whom we might consider to be particularly notorious sinners. In Jesus' day, not only the Jews, but also those of other nations detested the tax collectors, both on account of their employment and on account of the harshness, greed, and deception with which they did their job. The tax collectors were considered to have alienated themselves from God in a special way by their very profession. As in today's gospel reading, the tax collectors are associated with sinners, usually those who did not belong to the community of Israel, or such as Jews who were excommunicated and Gentiles in general. Such sinners may have fallen into the guilt of a particularly heinous sin. But the Pharisees thought of anyone who did not agree with their interpretation of the law as sinners, including Jesus and his disciples. To some extent, Jesus may have appreciated at least the Pharisees' distinction between the outward life compared to the tax collectors and sinners. But Jesus rejected their hypocrisy of only a righteous appearance. He rejected their false confidence in their own piety, and he rejected their contempt for others. Jesus called the Pharisees and scribes and everyone else to repent and to rejoice with him over every single sinner who repents. God's call to repent and to rejoice with him over every single sinner who repents extends also to you and to me. We may share the Pharisees and scribes' hypocrisy false confidence and contempt for others. And we certainly sin in other ways. For by nature, our whole lives are fundamentally and perpetually opposed to God. With St. Paul in today's epistle reading, we can think of ourselves as the foremost or chief of sinners. We have need of repentance, turning in sorrow from our sin, trusting God to forgive our sin, and wanting to do better than to keep on sinning. And with today's psalm, we confess that we have gone astray like sheep, and we pray the Lord to seek us. While the two parables we heard in today's gospel reading and the third that follows in Luke 15 seem to be told primarily as law to show the Pharisees and scribes and all of us our sin, we can also find in the parables the gospel of God's forgiveness of sin by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Especially the two parables we heard today exemplify God's care and concern for us sinners, the great lengths that he will go to in order to bring about our repentance. Our repentance itself is a miracle that God accomplishes in us, as was the conversion of St. Paul mentioned in today's epistle reading. The lost sheep and the lost coin do not make themselves found, but the man and the woman in the parable carefully search for them until they find them. Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, not only seeks us, but on the cross he laid down his life for us and took it back up again. Indeed, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, came to seek and to save the lost. As we, like the tax collectors and sinners, come to God's house confessing our sin and seeking mercy, we go home justified, forgiven of our sinful natures and actual sins, no matter what those actual sins might be. For here in God's house, Jesus receives us sinners. He graciously gives us access to himself, receiving us into his companionship. And here in God's house, Jesus himself eats with us. We rightly think especially of the sacrament of the altar, where Jesus is really physically present with his body in bread and his blood in wine, physically present to give us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. The joy of finding that which is lost, sinners who repent, is shared at a meal in fellowship around a table. In this case, where heaven and earth come together with the whole company of heaven, which sees God rejoice and shares in his joy. Yet God also receives sinners through the preaching of his word, in holy baptism, in individual holy absolution. In all of these ways, God, in the words of today's Old Testament reading, searches for us, seeks us out, rescues us, brings us and gathers us, feeds us, binds us up, and strengthens us. God is pleased when we use his mercy and grace, not because, or his means of grace rather, not because we are following his commandments that are necessary for us to be saved, but because through his means of grace, he brings about our repentance and so our salvation. Through his word and sacraments, God seeks and finds the lost, and his church does likewise. With daily sorrow over our sin and faith in God's forgiveness, we live as his forgiven children, and in turn, we forgive others. Invite them here, like the man and the woman in the gospel reading, invited their friends and neighbors, and we rejoice both with God and with them over every single sinner who repents. Notably, in the gospel reading, the focus is not on the number of people who repent, but on the joy over repentance. Here and now, we may have temporary joy over football victories, finding lost possessions, and the like. But as forgiven sinners, we have permanent joy over repentance, our own repentance and that of others. As we sang in today's psalm, our cry and plea for the Lord to seek us lost sheep come before the Lord. He seeks us and finds us, and our lips pour forth his praise. Our tongues sing of his word, now and for eternity.
Amen.
Are you sure? Amen.